45-year-old Michael O'Neill is being treated for severe damage to his foot in the explosion of an apparent pipe bomb he's now charged with building. When Niagara County deputy sheriffs and agents of the ATF searched the garage, they found seven more of what U.S. Attorney William Hochul is calling IEDs. O'Neill is being charged with possession of a bomb. Hochul says these were particularly dangerous pipe bombs.
One of the explosive devices appeared to contain shrapnel. So the fact that we had somebody with explosive devices combined with the fact that, in effect, it's an IED, if it has shrapnel, that it would be something that would be appropriate to act upon at the earliest juncture.
That shrapnel refers to nails and BBs inside the bombs, which would have sprayed if the bomb had been detonated. Hochul says there's no indication where that might have been. O'Neill faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. The U.S. attorney says his office is talking to judges about how to handle the initial court appearance since the alleged bomb maker is still laid up in the hospital. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.